spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
I'm recording.
I think I am.
It only took us an hour, but we did it. Figured out how to do a thing I've done numerous times already. Record with two mics.
Yeah.
I've done that numerous times.
Many times. And it only took us, how long did it take for you to redo that, figure it out?
Like 25 minutes, which is pretty good.
That's good.
Less than an hour.
Right.
It's less than half an hour.
I mean, if we're going to be technical, it's 5 minutes less than a half hour.
Which is significant.
Especially.
Because there's not that many 5 minutes in a half hour.
No, there aren't.
There's only six.
Yeah, there are only 6 5 minutes. It took you
five sixths
of a half hour.
Welcome back to MathCast. We've been together for less than 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Already lost our minds.
Uh-huh. We
had the exact Christmas you think we did.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Not nothing.
It was
not nothing.
Well.
A not nothing Christmas.
It was exciting because I feel like we're becoming adults because we're starting. Well, we were home early, asleep early, and we caught a buzz before the sun went down. So that's really.
Well, that's really how you do it.
Yeah.
Nothing says I'm an adult like being drunk before nightfall. That's really how you know you're maturing. We don't go out and drink till 4 a.m.
No.
We drink till 4 p.m.
Yes. We start.
And then we fall asleep.
As soon as we wake up.
That's what, I think you're confusing mature adult with old alcoholic.
Smart alcoholic.
Okay. Old, still old though.
Right. Old, but functioning. And that's how these people function, is you drink during the day because if you're a little bit fucked up at work or you screw up,
This is good advice. I hope everyone takes this.
People are not going to assume that you're drunk. They're going to be like, they're probably just stressed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely when you're vomiting and falling over on yourself and reek of vodka. Wendy's probably just really stressed out.
Yeah, which is, sadly, we didn't get that drunk.
No, we really didn't get very drunk at all.
No. I'm like, honestly, super proud that we didn't get super drunk. At no point did I feel like, oh, I feel drunk.
No.
I had a little bit of a buzz, and then I immediately switched to energy drink, which I don't know if that was better or worse.
Well, you've always been a fan of like the low rent speedball.
Yeah. It really is.
Like just really confusing your heart.
I mix Valerian with a Red Bull. I'm like, do you guys want to get fucking party?
Oh, I passed out. We got back here and I took some like sleepy time drugs.
Right.
And I fell asleep within 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But then don't worry. I woke up at 1 a.m. and just had a series of panic attacks for a few hours.
Yeah. And now, was it helpful or was it not helpful that when you woke up to have a panic attack, I was...
snoring violently?
Yes.
It was a lot. It was very intense snoring.
I didn't realize. So I know that I snore because I sometimes wake myself up snoring. Like if I'm on my back because I start choking on air.
I think you might need a CPAP machine. Is that it? CPAP?
Yes.
Or CPAT?
I don't know. It's something.
You need both.
I need
just get both of them.
A CPAT and a CPAP. A CPAP smear.
Yeah, that's what you need. Well, that's the core of the problem.
Right.
We have to get to the real issue.
Right.
Which is deep inside of you.
Yeah, that's, it's like.
You're not snoring out of your nose. It's not your upstairs sinuses. It's your downstairs sinuses.
Yeah. Oh, but yes. Again, we are not
doctors.
This is so nice that we're recording and the same, so I don't have to, like...
We don't do anything. Oh, and people were apparently very upset that we didn't release the episode yesterday. We're sorry. It's Christmas.
Yeah, we were too busy eating cheese. I came from the gym.
And avoiding my family?
Yeah. Megan got here. We both... I ran to the bodega after the gym to pick up some snacks. Megan brought a bunch of snacks.
I brought a bunch of snacks. I brought smoked fish on my flight.
Yeah. Which and they made you check your bag. Was it just because it was too heavy or was it because of the fish?
It was definitely because of the
fish. They were like, ma'am.
They knew. Security reached out to them and was like, this cunt is about to get on this flight. It was, you couldn't smell it.
They're like, okay, between you and the smoked fish, we're going to have to evacuate the plane.
I was also just eating tuna out of a can the whole flight. I had 6 cans of tuna on a 2-hour flight.
Well, didn't you say that you were like, you text me, you're like, they made me check my bag with smoked fish. Also, I had an egg white thing, so I'm going to be farting on the plane.
Yes, I did. That's what for breakfast, I had an egg white thing.
Yeah, they saw you coming, and they were like, we don't need two kind of that would be the only flight where they drop the oxygen mask, and they're like, oh, no, the plane is fine.
Yeah. Everyone, please put this on there.
Right. This bitch was eating egg whites and has smoked fish.
Now I feel very gassy now that we're talking about this.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I've expelled everything from my body right now, so I'll be good for like an hour. And as soon as we get done recording, I'm probably going to smoke a cigarette and drop a deuce.
I'm going to wait and take a shit at the Natural History Museum because I've never done that before.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So I think that'll be... Oh, Wendy also has a strange beeping in her apartment that happens about every hour that she's just grown accustomed to and has no desire to investigate what it is, if it's, like, dangerous. You'll all recall when she had another beeping. Is that maybe why you're just ignoring this beeping?
Maybe.
Because the carbon monoxide detector ended up not being a thing, so you're like, this probably isn't a thing.
You know, now that you're saying it out loud, this is all really coming together. I can't breathe at night. I'm choking to death on air and my own body. And there's a beeping. So possibly there's toxic air in this apartment.
Oh, good. Well, if we both, if we don't release an episode next week.
Then you'll know.
Know that it's because we're dead.
No. It's because we're... on mushrooms in the Natural History Museum.
Yeah. We're going to do mushrooms. Guys, we're very mature adults.
Right. I think it's important, to leave the gym and come back and just immediately pour a glass of vodka.
Yes.
And we put the pictures on the Instagram, so you can go check it out. We had so many good snacks.
We had a lot of good snacks.
And without coordinating, without no communication whatsoever about what snacks we were each bringing... We got snacks that perfectly complemented each other's snacks.
I got 5 pounds of celery. I brought 5 pounds of celery on the plane.
Yeah, in your suitcase. Yeah, you're not going to have to check your bag on the way back because half of it's gone.
I know. Half of it was food.
Yeah. And now it's just...
half of it was celery and smoked fish. Just regular...
You'll have room to like put it... You can buy a coat probably and put it in there.
I could buy all sorts of things.
Yeah.
I'll buy like a little dinosaur.
You should.
I'll buy a tiny dinosaur. I'll do it. I'll buy a tiny dinosaur.
I swear to God. You think I won't?
I'll fucking... Is this a challenge?
I feel like you think I'm not going to buy a tiny dinosaur.
I'll buy a big dinosaur.
Yeah. I like...
Just to prove you wrong. Ma'am, no one's asking. No one's trying. Please just leave.
This goes on the plane with me. This is my emotional support dinosaur. First of all, that's a dog that you put a weird stegosaurus.
And it's dead.
Yeah, it's a dead dog in a stegosaurus costume.
Your point?
Yeah.
What's... did you think this was a real dinosaur? Fucking idiot over
this
here.
Idiot. Can't believe, of course, you would work for the TSA. You know what I mean? These fucking idiots checking our shoes for bombs, thinking it's a real dinosaur. It's a dead dog in a costume.
Now we're going to do airplane material for the next 30 minutes.
We both been on planes, the TSA. I thought this had dinosaurs on your... I'm looking at your little water bottle.
I mean, it has animals on it.
It has little guys.
So they're like dinosaurs in that they are animals.
Correct.
In that they are living creatures.
Right.
Comprised of cells and stuff.
Well, so then if you take that a couple steps further...
I mean, that's a bird. That's birds, a dinosaur.
Yeah.
As we know, that's another bird. Oh, there's all birds on top. And...
Interesting. It's almost as if we're looking at Megan. Now we have to put a picture of this water bottle up because people have already, if they haven't.
People are dying. And he doesn't know what this water bottle looks like.
People have not already turned off this podcast.
They're like, I do think the episodes are better when we are apart.
For sure. For sure. Well, because when we're together, we just talk about things that are in the room.
Yeah.
And it's like
we're too excited to physically be in each other's presence.
I know. Well, yesterday was,
Wendy is really looking at this water bottle, guys.
Well, Because now it's, it is, now that I'm like, oh, the birds are on top, and it's like, we're so dumb because we're like, yeah, yeah.
Because they fly.
Yeah, that's so they go in the air.
It's because the air is above, okay, sky is above us.
Yes.
Birds live in the sky.
Right. And I like that you changed it because at first you said air is above us, and then you're, and the moment you're like, wait a minute, air is all around us.
I forgot. I told people I'm a doctor. They'll see right through this lie if I say air instead of, what did I say, clouds?
Sky.
Sky. Well, clouds are also, again, speaking as a doctor, clouds are also in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Now, comprised of air.
They are comprised of air. Now, I will tell you this, and moisture. They're also water because clouds are moisture and water. Look.
Moisture. I'm sorry. They're moisture and water.
Yep.
It's.
I would say those are two different things. If we're being honest, moisture and water. Let's talk about this.
Oh, let's.
Because I was wearing an adult diaper, a pad last night that was full of moisture, and I got to tell you, none of it was water. I'm sure it was part water.
Well, how much? I mean, what? I bet period blood is probably, what is blood? Like 80% water? 90% water?
And 10%.
Where's my phone? And 10%.
Food coloring?
10% red dye number two.
We should
again,
know this.
Again, as a doctor, I know the composition of blood.
We watch enough murder shows. We should know the composition of blood.
I'm Googling it.
Yeah.
Is this nice, guys, that you can't hear my keyboard because I can actually look at my phone to record?
Oh, God. Now here's an example. Right now, someone listening to this would be like, these people are drunk at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we're not.
Because they also know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
They know exactly what time we are recording.
Yeah. It's 11 o'clock in the morning right now. We're recording, and we sound like we could be very drunk, and we're not.
Okay, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Blood.
Mm-hmm.
92% water.
Okay.
8% blood plasma proteins. That's it.
Okay. I was like, and 1% clouds.
Yeah, so it's 101%.
Yeah. Ugh. Those proteins... And I ate. You watched me.
I did. She did eat. She ate a banana and peanut butter.
I feel like
healthy fats.
A lot of
natural
times,
sugar.
Because we're apart, when we record and we're both a little bit off, which is 100% of the time, part of us in our brain, it's like we could each have just like been boozing a little bit before we started recording. But we've witnessed each other. I feel like this is like we're in a lie detector test. We're like, we've been with each other all morning. Neither of us have been drinking.
It's true.
So this is... And we both stopped drinking it. We didn't even, again, we had like two drinks at the apartment, two or three drinks at the apartment.
And then we had two drinks, we had a beer and a cocktail.
Out.
This is over the course of like 8 hours, mind you.
And lots of food.
Yes.
At first part of me was going to be like, oh, aren't we responsible? But I'm like, I think we're just like.
No, I think this is the problem is that we need to drink more.
Because we should be real. We should be more like on our game right now.
Yeah.
And not saying things like plotin.
Actually, that is, we should. That's what we should be saying.
It's plotin.
Oh, we wore pieces of a tree last night. This is, let's talk about Christmas on a budget. Budget's $0.
Right. Well, look, it's like we got to spend money on.
To make money.
Dinosaurs.
Which is how we make our money.
Right.
God knows we don't make enough from this thing.
No. So we.
Shockingly. Just listener drop off right now.
Yeah. So that's what we got to do. We got to get these dead dogs and dinosaur costumes. And then we stand around the park and people take pictures with us like they do an Elmo or like a Spider-Man.
Have you noticed we have I mean, I'm sure this has to do with our love of murder and just being dead in general.
Yeah.
The dream we have for ourselves. A lot of our business plans, business ideas, because we've never written a plan for any of them.
No.
Just a loose, terrible idea that we abandoned immediately. Because now we've got dead dogs. We had dead grandma blankets.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe those are our only two dead things. But I think that's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, more than...
We have two business ideas that basically cannot happen without... Your dead grandmother or your dead dog. Two things you probably love very much.
Correct. But all things are going to die. Nothing lasts forever. So, you know.
So bring us your tired, your sick, your dead grandmas.
Yeah.
Dead corgis.
How do we monetize the death of your loved ones? We turn them into a blanket?
And I think, I can't recall, because dead grandma blankets were very long time ago.
Yeah.
because it costs a lot when somebody dies. Like, even just like bare bones cremation. But like, if you do like a funeral and like a casket and all that, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You're spending a lot of money. And I get it, like, respecting, it's, they're not there, but it's still, you want, it's just a body. So what I say, we're not going to pay you, but you won't lose any money, is you just, you give us your dead loved ones. Mm-hmm. Any type. We'll take them however you want to give them.
Right. I'll take a dead fish.
Well, yeah, obviously. And
we'll take a dead fish.
I brought one on the plane.
And cover it in cream cheese.
Oh, that sounds, I'm not hungry, but now I really want a bagel.
Goldfish. Oh, do we have goldfish crackers? Oh, I'm sorry. It's a goldfish on a cracker.
It is very rotten. Someone sent this in the mail in an envelope.
Right. I thought you said it was smoked. Oh, no, no. We are smoking.
While putting this goldfish
right
on an unsalted saltine.
Right. So we assume it's smoked in some way.
Yeah.
In some fashion.
Yeah. I've watched Food Network shows.
Yeah, we just close the windows.
You just close the windows.
And cigarettes. My apartment will just be covered in like dead animals that people send us, and we'll just sit in here and smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. We're going to look great.
Mm-hmm. And we'll do that for like 2 or 3 days straight, I guess.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 2 or 3 months.
How long does it take to smoke a dead?
By just putting it in a room filled with cigarette smoke?
Yeah.
Probably a few months.
Okay. So if
long enough for it to just be rotten.
Okay, perfect. Well, rotten, you say rotten, I say fermented.
That's a good point.
Which is?
That's how we spin it. We've talked about this, but every probiotic, mm-hmm. kimchi, very popular now.
Yeah.
Any sort of like fermented, it's good for the gut.
Jillian,
I'm a doctor. Don't question me what that means, but it means something good.
Yeah. Jillian bought kimchi because she heard us talk about it so much.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to think.
Did she ever get back to us?
I don't know. Jillian, what'd you think?
What's going on?
Did you like it?
I'm guessing no, because you never respond.
Cool, because there wasn't a big like, so, yeah, it is, it's a gross, a lot of people do not like it.
It's not gross. What's gross about fish sauce, chili, cabbage, just sitting in a pot forever?
Underground.
I don't get it. Yeah. Rotting, fermenting.
I don't see what the problem is.
Send us your dead fish. That's when we can start making fish sauce. Out of people's goldfish.
Yes. And that's fun because the color might be, we'll try to not fuck with it, but we'll leave the skin on so it'll be like a pretty.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. So there'll be scales in it.
And.
Which is protein.
Yes.
Roughage. It's roughage.
And the other thing too, yeah, it's like.
It's like a leafy green.
It's gotta be fiber. Gotta be fiber. On the back of
it's
a
like,
fish?
It's like a psyllium husk.
Yeah. And then what we can do is, so we'll only do the goldfish. We don't gut it or anything.
Do you think they're made out of real gold?
Well, it looks like gold. And we'll do a light blending. And so with the blood in there, because rose gold is like very big. It's a rose gold fish sauce.
And we can trick people into like it, like a facial cream as well.
For sure.
Because my problem, not enough of my cooking supplies can be used on my face. I know you disagree because you put coconut oil all over your body.
Yeah. Oh, I had to do that in... So we're going to talk maybe more about New Orleans on the Patreon episode because I'm not trying to blow up.
Get fired.
Hello. Get fired, go to jail, whatever you want to say.
Yeah. That's what I mean by get fired is go to prison.
Yeah.
You'll get fired.
Yeah.
You'll be in prison.
But when we were there, so we go and you think, so he's got this big house. So you think that a dude that's like, oh, I'm going to just have my house filled with fucking chicks. You think he put lotion somewhere in the house, nowhere to be found. So but there was olive oil in the kitchen.
Oh my God, Wendy.
When I got out of the shower, I covered my body in olive oil every day that I was there. I was only for 2 days, but like I took like 4 showers while I was there. Every time I olive oil on my entire body.
Are you just always slick?
Yeah.
Yes. Just always. Which I think is good. You could fit through small spaces. You're all lubed up.
Right. Well, again, we're talking about doing shit on a budget. Everyone on a budget. If you can get rid of an entry fee to most things, 10, 15 bucks right there. So if you can slip through the railings.
Yeah. Just loot coconut oil, olive oil.
Just all over your whole body. Plus it's a nice smell.
Everyone will be like, oh my God, you smell like delicious Italian food.
I know. I remember Because the apple cider vinegar, because I drink that. And then I sometimes use that as a face toner. And I remember this was years and years ago in Santa Monica. I was dating this guy and I stayed the night at his place for the first time. And I didn't bring any of my like skincare shit. And the same, he had olive oil. And I'm like, well, I guess this is what I got to use. So I used apple cider vinegar as a toner. And then I put olive oil on my face as a moisturizer.
And he kicked you in the face and made you leave his apartment.
Yeah. That's the guy that didn't really want to have sex a lot. And I'm like, now I'm putting that together again.
Was that the same guy that was like, oh, you're crazy, like in like a fun way, and then you're like, I'm not crazy. Was it the same guy?
No, that's a different person.
Oh, okay.
That
would have been even better if he was like, yeah, that's crazy, as you're like just slathering olive oil all over your face and you try, I'm not crazy.
I'm like, do you have any leftover lasagna? I gotta wash my hair. Excuse me?
Like, how does that even work?
I remember laying in bed and he was like, he leans over and he went to go like make out or start kissing. And he goes, I'm sorry. He's like, I think you're great. He's like, but you smell like a salad. Like, you smell like a salad right now. And I can't.
That's so weird. He didn't want to have sex a lot. I don't get it.
That turns me on. Salad.
Oh, like a nice balsamic too.
Refreshing.
A little vinegar.
I use that as a douche, a balsamic douche.
Whoa. But like the good thick, the really thick, nice balsamic. You know, it comes in like the little bottle. It's very expensive.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And then I use a truffle oil for like an asshole cleaner. It's all, you want to use the expensive stuff on the expensive stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Asshole
yeah.
is extra.
Well, isn't that why it's called truffle butter?
Yes.
That was named for you.
Yeah, that's actually, that's, I don't want to make a big thing about it.
I didn't want to brag. Oh, it's not a brag. Do you think your neighbors love this? Or do you think that it at least like is explaining a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Like, since they usually just hear one side.
Yeah.
And now they're hearing both. And they're like, oh, it's worse than I imagined.
Well, because the walls are very thin.
It's very true.
You hear everything in this apartment. So, yeah, normally twice a week they hear me just yelling to myself.
Mm-hmm.
For an hour, hour and a half, couple days a week. And then when I edit the podcast, I don't put headphones in because I'm doing shit. So I just have it like blaring in the apartment while I'm editing it. So they're familiar with your voice. For sure.
They heard me come up the stairs yesterday. And that's why I heard a lot of movement late last night. So I think everybody was leaving. The building's empty right now. That's a beep.
Yes. I don't know what that is. It's something.
It's something over here.
Maybe it's the, okay, what's over here? What's in this section of the apartment?
Again, everything.
Is this good listening?
Yeah. Well, over here in this section of the apartment is literally every possible thing that needs to be plugged in.
Yeah.
Is plugged in one corner. Is that safe?
This whole place is a fire hazard. I got to tell you. This whole operation here.
I mean, it's good that the fire escape is right there.
Correct.
You guys can't see, but trust me, it's right to my left.
Yeah. So it's easy for me to just jump
out. Let me describe
the
space to you.
Yeah, it's easy for me to jump out. Even the decorations, I have some garland.
Around electronics.
I just wrapped them tightly around electronics.
I mean, even look at the cords from the TV. Guys, are you looking? Are you looking at the cords from the TV? Are you seeing this?
Yeah, well, look, I know. It's less than ideal, but I don't know what else to do. I mean, I could spend time to fix it, but you know.
Oh, yes.
I really don't care that much.
If you die in a fire, you didn't kill yourself.
Thank you.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, that is really unsafe now that I'm like looking at it.
Look at the cords.
They're wrapped up, you guys, so they're all tangled up. I know this is like a selfish help thing. That'll be a project. I'm going to take a picture of it when we're done recording now, and then I'm going to find a way to fix it.
Yeah, our electrician. I almost said electricianists.
Well, hey.
If you're an electricianist.
Yeah, somebody.
Give us a call.
Please call in. Electricianist.
Call in.
Let us know how the fuck to fix this.
I think the solution would be have more plugs. The solution really is live somewhere else.
I know.
In a more safe.
There's got to be a way to do it. And I know there is a way to do it.
I mean, not really. Here's my theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't burned down yet.
Right. I've been here for almost 2 years. It hasn't burned down. So here's, and I'm going to put the picture up, and then you guys can let us know what you think the solution is. But, and I thought, because first of all, it looks messy and scary. But it's just one of those big extension things, and then all the stuff that I need is plugged in. But yeah, I don't know what the solution would be. I mean, other than let the whole thing burn down.
I think that's it.
Collect insurance money.
You would not get any insurance money.
Fuck, because I don't own this place.
I'm also going to go out on a limb and assume you don't have renter's insurance.
Oh, that yeah. is very correct.
Yeah, so you'll get nothing.
Okay.
And you'll have nothing.
Huh. Okay, so that's...
So that's...
Bad idea.
Well, okay.
Okay. So let's go back
I think
to...
I think the best idea is just have a go bag.
Yes.
On the fire escape at all times. With all of your most prized possessions.
I do. I actually, Mandy, who listens, she listens to the podcast and she comes to Glamour Puss all the time. Mandy, so thank you for this. She, for Christmas, I have a hoe, it's like a hoe to go bag. It's like this fucking
yeah.
killer bag with all the stuff you would need to survive maybe 2 weeks, depending on how hygienic you want to be.
Not very.
Yeah.
let me cut you off right there.
Yeah.
Not. I don't even need this bag.
Yeah, so then
that's
there
how
you go.
Not hygienic I want to be.
Yeah, so I got a lot of good shit in there. So I have Band-Aids and other things that you need when you're on the run.
I need to take a shit.
Do you have to take another
shit?
I have
to take
right
a shit like right now.
Well, see, and we're together.
So we're going to pause.
So pause, and then we'll come back.
And we're back. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, you don't have to apologize.
I'm not really sorry. That was a very empty apology.
Right.
That was like a, oh, God, Mom.
I'm sorry. That apology was...
So sorry.
...was as empty as my bowels.
Oh, that's the thing. I don't apologize, but let me explain. We got Chinese food for dinner last night.
Well, but let's hit rewind. Before we
you guys know we do good accents.
I know. Also,
I also did just pour myself a cocktail.
Right.
I took a huge shit and then poured myself a cocktail. It's like, you fucking deserve.
Yeah, great.
A hard day's work. Sometimes you just gotta unwind.
Yeah. Like, look, we were recording for almost a half hour. We were recording for 5/6 of a half hour, okay?
Maybe even 6/6.
And then I took a shit. So yeah, Mama's gonna drink.
I deserve this.
It's motherfucking Christmas
after day.
Yes, everyone knows Christmas after day. That's what you celebrate.
Yeah,
you guys don't
Christmas.
See, because we grew up really poor, so we celebrated Christmas after day.
And that's where you go and through your neighbor's trash.
Yep.
And all the toys their shitty children didn't want, you get.
Yep. And that's why you have to start drinking early, because, like, you know, it doesn't feel good.
Oh, no.
But when you have a couple cocktails, everything's a party.
Yeah, everything's great.
It's the Christmas after day party.
Yeah. I think we should start celebrating Christmas after day.
I love Christmas after day.
Because it's such a light, like Christmas Day comes and goes, and then it's just like, ugh.
Yeah. And
again, back to the grind.
back to this grind. They've got no fucking tree. I got no tinsel.
I'm telling you, what am I supposed to wear for jewelry?
I'm supposed to grind it out wearing jewelry that I bought from where? A store?
It didn't even come on a tree.
Right.
It probably was never on a tree.
Which is...
insane.
Not my kind of jewelry. Not in this house.
Oh, nice.
We only wear shit that was on...
That other people call trash.
Yes.
they get rid of Christmas after day.
Yeah.
See, that's... Christmas after day, that's really when it starts. That's really when the season starts.
Yeah, because we can go rummage through people's trash... and either take the... We can make jewelry out of fucking kids' toys. Who doesn't want a big rollerblade?
Oh, my God. I have jewelry. Did I not tell you this? Preston's fucking mom.
What?
Oh, my God. I got to find it and send you a picture of it. She got me this necklace. It's Barbie legs.
Okay.
like it's a chain necklace.
Okay.
With Barbie legs.
What?
Like a Brighton, like, okay. So like a charm, bracelet, but they're like full size, like from a Barbie, like somebody. Wait. Like Sid from Toy Story made a necklace. Sid from Toy Story's jewelry line.
With like a full size Barbie. So that's like serial killer jewelry.
Yes. And there's like eight.
Why?
I don't. Because
you're a girl and she's like, girls like Barbies.
Girls like dismembered Barbies.
She's a girl, but she's also like, seems kind of angry. So I'm just going to like pre-cut her Barbies for her. She'll like that.
This impression is very good.
Thank you. I've had one conversation with her, and that's my interpretation of the energy that was coming at me that morning. I was like, hey, good morning. And she's like, I'm going to a rally. I support women's rights, just not the women that live in my house. That's, it feels like I'm being, she, like I'm being barked at when she was talking to me. I was like, fucking chill.
Wendy was doing a very intense hand at, like a puppet?
Yes.
Or like a gay man being like, shh.
No, that was like a puppet. That's not a game. That was like a, rah, rah, rah. Like a puppet, like a dinosaur hand puppet.
That also is gay because sexuality is fluid.
Right, gender's
and
not,
be yourself. It doesn't matter. Dinosaurs can be gay.
Yep, gender's not real. Nothing's real.
Dinosaurs aren't real.
Dinosaurs are real.
That's the only thing that's real.
Actually, that is the one thing that when people
talk dinosaurs about, and blood proteins.
Right, blood. Wendy. Blood proteins. I had to really think about that. That is the one thing that when people with the whole gender thing, where people get all uptight about like, beep. It is a real thing. It's like, we actually, speaking of dinosaurs, not to get serious for a minute, but if you look at like dinosaurs and animals and amphibians, their gender and sex changes depending on what their needs are. So yeah. Like, it's not real.
So if only if we could be a little bit more like the dinosaurs.
We could just be a little bit more chill. My clit gets hard enough that I could fuck something. Not probably not a person.
Not so a like, person.
Not I could.
Sebastian, I'll leave the door open. Run. He hears that and you just hear scratching. He's trying to claw his way out of the closet.
This clit gets hard enough. I can fuck something. I don't know what.
Not a person.
Where
and just staring.
Going? It's Christmas after day. You get your ass.
I'm having my cocktail. Oh, my God.
You know what we do on Christmas after day.
We get real drunk before noon. We go through the trash and we fuck our cats. What?
Anyway. Oh, sorry. I didn't grow up rich.
Also, if you happen to have a voice like this, we're not implying that you fuck your cats. We're just, when we fuck our cats, have that affect in our voice.
Correct. Yeah, it's
like
not,
cat scratch fever. It's just something that when you fuck cats, but not everyone that fucks cats has that voice, but not everyone that has that voice fucks cats.
Thank you.
So we just don't want to get in trouble.
Right. And again, not a doctor.
With all you cat fuckers out there.
So what's up, cat fuckers? Welcome back to Brud and Plotain.
Oh,
yeah. That voice and cat fucking are not mutually exclusive.
No.
Often, though, they go together.
I mean, if the shoe fits, if the cat fits on your clit, fuck it.
If the shoe fits, you better fuck that shoe.
This is just...
If the shoe fits, your clit might be a dick.
By the way, I just turned my mic off as I was coughing. And then realized we're in the same room, so your mic's going to pick up my cough anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, I did that too earlier.
Yeah, we're very, very smart.
Yeah. We are very, I'm making sure my mic's on, and it is, because I can see on the thing. Yeah. Oh, what I was going to say is, yeah, the neighbors are, first of all, just the smell in this apartment. Now it's like, everything's doubled now that you're here. Like, the shit smell, the cigarette smell, the fucking loud. It's just, they're like.
They've heard the toilet flush 12 times this morning.
Oh, yeah. Three times last night, right after you went to sleep.
Oh.
I laid down. I was like, these period. Yeah, it was perfect timing, too. I started my period. I swear to God, I think my period started early because I knew, because, like, I knew. My pussy knew you were coming. It's not your pussy. It's your uterus. I don't want to get people. Your period comes from above your pussy.
Your upper pussy. Upper pussy.
It comes from the upper inner pussy.
Upper inner.
Right. It's like the upper.
Left pussy.
It's like the upper east side.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you think about it. A vagina, very similar shape and size to New York City.
Yes.
Like all the like different boroughs, all the neighborhoods.
And if that's not a word, I mean, that's the first word I associate with my pussy. Burrows.
These are just facts.
Yeah.
Welcome back to a couple of doctors.
Yeah. Welcome back to Burrow Facts.
Pussy Facts, Burrow Facts.
Yeah, that's our doctor show name, Brud and Plotein.
Yeah.
Which is wild that that's easier for me to say than the actual correct pronunciation. And I am not drinking.
Yeah, she's not. But she has had 4 cups of coffee.
Well, and a banana and peanut butter.
Yes.
Some dates.
Well, that was so I had leftover Chinese food vegetables, which is why I got 30 minutes into recording this and had to immediately shit again and could not hold it.
Well, this is what I was going to say, because last night, because we ate a lot before, that's when we went to dinner, we didn't eat very much at dinner, because we ate a lot during the day, which yes. is great, and that's fine, that's what you want, because again, Christmas after day is for drinking, shitting, stealing, cat fucking.
All traditional. You guys all know all the famous Christmas after day songs. We right. don't need to sing them for you.
Oh, yeah, well, we're not going to.
Because we're too tired to create that many lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, we barely can say words that are just plain words. So you want us to also make up a song?
Come on, give me a break.
I know.
What are we, professionals?
Yeah.
What is this? What is this being recorded and put out into the world?
I know. Give me a break, which is the title of one of the most famous Christmas After Day songs. Come on, give me a break.
That's, by the way, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
No music.
Nope.
No melodic singing.
Uh-uh.
Just, come on. Give me a break.
Just over and over.
Yeah.
And it works in every situation. So it's first thing in the morning when yeah. the kid, you know, kids are like, hey, and they're like, yeah. are we going to make breakfast? And you're like, come on.
Give me a break.
Give me a break.
When you're stealing your neighbor's trash and they're like, Wendy, stop stealing my trash.
Dig your head out of the garbage can. You're like, come on. Give me a break.
Wendy was also apparently very deep in that garbage can.
Oh, yeah. That was now, I don't know what that was. Oh, that was my, that beep was the diffuser.
There are this fucking place between your cell phone, your 30 different cell phone alarms constantly going off. All the electronics are just shutting down or starting up.
Yes.
They're just all randomly beeping.
Yeah.
But nobody knows what's what.
Yeah. That's why I don't watch a lot of TV. I already got a lot of shit happening in here.
Oh, I thought it was going to just be because you do not know how to turn it on. Because it's been beeping for 6 months.
I'm just afraid.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no stimulation.
It's a bomb. The TV's become a bomb.
I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Come on.
It worked. Give me a break.
No. Like, what? Well, now you're just making weird meep sounds.
Yeah. Well, the meep sounds, that's the sound of your cat and or dog.
I did it again.
Yeah. We're not going to edit out. I mean, come on. Give us a break.
It's Christmas after day. Give us a break.
And that sound, that's the sound that your animal is making when you're trying to fuck it. So that's part of the Christmas after day song. That's whole part of that. That's your cat's way of saying, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, that's well, that's in cat.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you don't speak cat?
I mean, I get it. We're in America or whatever country you're in. I get it. It's like, we're here, speak the language. But it's like, you should try to speak cat.
Well, yeah.
Make a fucking effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. Like, you come to my country.
Mm-hmm.
My country.
Yeah.
And you don't even bother to learn how to speak like a cat?
It's wild. I don't know if...
Go back to where you came from.
Yeah.
If you're not going to speak cat...
Or at least try. Make a
just
fucking
try.
Effort. And it's the same like when, like, so for example, I remember the first time that I went to France, I was there and I maybe knew a couple words, but I'm like, well, let me at least kind of act like people here so that I fit in. So it's like, I didn't really know a lot of French words, but I just was like, I'm going to look mad and smoke a lot of cigarettes.
So you just smoked a lot of cigarettes and sexually harassed and assaulted women and carried a baguette in a bundle on your back. And
yep.
Yeah.
And so it's the same. If you don't speak cat, we get it, but you can still do things that make the cat like feel comfortable. So like if you don't want to speak cat, try to lick your ass.
Get worms.
Yeah. Scratch a human's eye.
Preferably. Put sandpaper on your tongue.
Right. Take a shit in a sandbox.
Eat mice.
Yeah, it's not, we don't expect you at all. Not everyone's a...
It's just a level of respect.
Right, not everyone's...
You don't go to a foreign land and not eat, at least attempt to adopt local cultures.
I know. You got to try. Not everyone has, I would say, power over language the way we do.
Oh, well, I mean...
Which, I mean...
A lot of people, accents are difficult for them, not us.
Right.
Some people are born with a gift.
Yeah. Command is actually the word I was looking for, not power. And I really did think about that for a full 60 seconds before. I was like, what's the word I want to use
No,
here?
I think power was good.
I have a good power over words. Excuse me?
I do not think so, actually.
Based on that sentence, no.
No, you. I've also listened to 5 minutes of this podcast, and you don't have a command over anything. Listening, speaking, working. Existing.
Not drinking.
I've not even taken a sip of my beverage yet.
I know. Well, listen.
I'm a little scared.
Do it. Come on. Give me a break. It's Christmas after day. Have a drink.
Well, I do wish we had, like, we had red food coloring. Oh, I almost said yellow.
Okay. For Christmas after day.
Yeah. The colors of Christmas after day are yellow and brown. Goes from red and green to yellow and brown.
Right. It's the color of the stuff coming out of your body and probably most of the gifts, because if you're digging them out of the trash.
Oh, someone did ask when they saw hummus if it was Christmas hummus. Mm. It was not.
Yeah.
We should have made, should have got some food coloring. We would have had Christmas hummus.
Now, but we did put extra red chili powder in there.
We did.
So it was more red.
It also wasn't red chili powder. It was chili sauce.
Thank you.
It was not a powder. It was in a liquid form. It was in a moisture form.
Okay. It was in a...
It was comprised of water and moisture, just like clouds.
Right. It's mostly... So I don't know if you guys know, chili sauce is 92% water, 8% menstrual blood. That's what it is.
That's why they have that...
It's that tang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gets you that kick.
Yeah.
A little spicy.
A little sweet.
Mm-hmm. Hello. And iron supplement. Done. Everything.
Am I dying?
No, we're just in an apartment that is currently...
Am I going to die on Christmas after day?
I hope not. I think not. You'll be fine. Here's the thing.
Whoa.
Okay,
this smells like maple syrup.
Would you... It's the bitters.
It's
right?
The bitters. Smell it. It's. I swear to God, it smells like pancakes.
Let me see. Oh yeah, there's a sweet, but I bet it'll be a little bit of a bitter when you taste it. Not unlike menstrual blood hummus.
I mean, it's very little vodka, so it mostly just tastes like water.
Yeah. Boring.
quick, give me the bottle. What a fool. I mostly just poured a glass of water.
I mean.
It's going to take forever to get drunk on Christmas after day like this.
This fucking stupid asshole.
Get your funnel out.
You are never going to get kicked out of the American History Museum if you go in.
Sober.
Yeah.
Ugh. We have tampons and mushrooms. We'll muddle vodka and mushrooms, soak them in the tampons.
Dude.
Put them out in the front and back bottom.
Oh, yeah. And we can even do an extra one and get it all the way up if you push it all the way up. Because you can pull it out with your finger, get it all the way up into your upper inner pussy.
Oh. One on each fallopian tube.
That's the way to do it. Because then it drops down like in a time release, like how your eggs come out.
Yep. So yep.
Isn't that how it works?
Yep. Yes, it is.
So you have a time release, so you're micro-dosing vodka throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. That's why people... soak tampons in alcohol and put them in their bodies. It's because it's a time release, not because it immediately gets you the most fucked up.
Yeah, it's like
it's like a slow. Mm-hmm. So you're never like hammered. You're just kind of like
mellow,
maintaining.
Day. Right.
You know why people drink? To maintain.
Right. Isn't that why?
To just get by.
Yeah. To function.
Yeah.
That's a good.
To not cry.
Right.
All the time.
I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not drinking to get drunk. I'm drinking so that I don't throw up constantly.
Hey, it's 11:49 here. And that means it's later in London.
Uh-huh, yep.
So.
Governor. Cheers, governor.
Yeah, if I was it, I could. Right.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Get me a drink. 'Tis Christmas after day. Give us a break.
Give us a break. Give us a break. It's Christmas after day. Give us a drink and give us a break.
What is this voice you're doing? It's like not British. It's very not.
I think I'm still hooked on, not phonics. I'm hooked on.
Nope. Nope.
You know what it could be? I think
Do they still make Hooked on Phonics? Because
we need it.
So if someone could send that to us as a Christmas after day gift.
That would be great. Preferably.
Go to your local Goodwill. I'm sure they have them there.
And dig in that dumpster because you don't buy things.
No, don't be an idiot.
Christmas after day is for stealing.
So is every other day of the year.
Yeah, that's for stealing trash. So you're not stealing from people.
Yeah, don't steal from people. That's not nice.
No, do trash. Take trash.
That's because that's what you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are what you steal. That's what I always say. That's another Christmas after day saying.
Yeah. Like I found
you are what you eat and you are what you steal. Mm-hmm. Both of those things are trash.
Yeah. They're both trash and they're both true. Huh?
TNT.
Exactly. It's true as trash.
Oh, that is. Is that a real saying? I think it should be.
Oh, it is now.
But you have to say it in that like slightly offensive Southern accent.
Yeah. Is be like, what is it? So everybody knows chili sauce is 92% water and 8% menstrual blood. That can't be right. It's true as trash. I bet it on my dead grandmama's life. That's true as trash. My dead grandmama's life.
Oh, if you guys could start saying that in your daily lives.
It's true as trash.
I think it works.
I think it's and it's so like upsetting. Can you imagine if you're like having this romantic evening and you're looking at your partner and you're just like, I love you so much. Like my love for you is true as trash. Excuse me? It works. I don't know how. I don't know why.
It works perfectly.
It's pretty great.
It's great. Like true as trash.
That's true as trash.
Well, fuck me, possum, and put a cat on my clit. That is true as trash. All those things work.
Oh my God. I like the addition.
We can keep at it. It's like a secret handshake where you can just keep adding on to it.
Yeah. Well, fuck me, possum. Put a cat on my clit. That is true as trash.
Oh, my God. Callers call in with more.
Yeah, let's just keep adding. And it ends with true as trash. But let's,
every week.
Yeah.
Well, you know we're going to forget this immediately. We will not do this next week.
No.
We will not remember to do this
and
next week.
And especially not because guess what? Shock, if you've listened this far, I don't think I have to tell you this. There's no editing being done. We're
no,
recording.
We have stuff to do.
At the same time, on tracks.
That's a different beep.
So that
now beep, I'm thinking there's many beeps.
Yeah, so that beep is maybe, I don't know. The only other thing it could be.
I really hope these beeps are being picked up. They are not.
No, I think it's not the router. The only other thing it could be beeping, but I unplugged it and there's no battery in it, is my CO2 detector.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
So that's dismantled.
No, it's definitely not.
Yeah.
We can't tell. I'm getting so tired. You tired? Yeah. No wonder we went to bed before 9.
Yeah. Well, we had a great day. We made jewelry out of the fucking tree, which I think is genius.
Oh, I stepped in dog shit immediately upon arriving in Manhattan. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. But the thing is, this house was already full of shit.
Metaphorically and literally.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just put your shoes. Look, I got a box full of sand and cat shit.
Well, step in dog shit. Have yourself a Merry Christmas.
I mean, you know, I heard that when you step in dog shit on Christmas, that's good luck. That's true as trash.
Just true as trash.
True as trash.
Just like a bird shitting in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
True as trash. What?
Excuse me?
Shit in your eye.
That's a very specific place for a bird to shit.
Good luck. Don't grow on trees. True as trash. What?
Whew, I almost, Honestly, I had to switch sides. I'm all sitting on my knees. I almost let out a little shit on myself. And that's true as trash. That is true as trash. I almost shit in my pants. But I am wearing, because it is the second day of my period, so I have hellacious cramps. So I'm wearing men's boxers.
She looks great.
I'm wearing the men's boxers, and then I hike them all the way
up to her tits.
Yeah. I like it because it's nice and cozy. I like my belly to be warm and encapsulated. I like it nice when I'm just like pumping blood and just.
Yeah. Well, you want a dick flap.
Yeah. I want a nice.
A nice dick flap right over your belly.
I can just stick. Well, it's also nice because then like with the tampons, like with the vodka, once the drip is lower, I leave the string out. And you can actually like an extension cord for all these plugs. You can do that with a tampon string. It's just tie more rope to it.
So rope, you say?
Yes. Tie a rope. Sure, just tie a rope. Tie a rope to the string. It works. True as trash.
This is the thing. Say it. I want you guys to say it. I'm going to just like in conversation, like talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And they're like, shut the fuck up.
You'd be like,
just go true as trash.
Dude.
Hand to God, true as trash.
Cat to clit, true as trash.
It works.
It's so, and it's so, like people, I bet, you know what, first of all, and you guys listening better do this, and I did point at the laptop.
She did, is it?
You guys are.
You're there. You're here now. You're there here. Yeah.
You guys are all here, there inside the computer.
Yeah. That's why we don't have very many listeners, because the computer's small.
Right.
The laptops can only fit so many people.
I mean, my laptop doesn't even have a DVD player, so that's why.
Where are they?
I know.
Where are they at in there?
They're hiding somewhere. True trash. We got to do that today. First of all, for sure. Just like around other people, just to see.
Because it's one of those things, I wish we legitimately had, because that would be a thing. If you were in the South and somebody's like great aunt was telling a story and just goes, I know it's hard to believe, but true as trash, I would not lie to you.
This blanket is made from my dead grandmother. True as trash.
True as trash. But you'd be like, yeah, sure. Yeah. That's probably some weird Southern saying.
Yeah. But a lot of those sayings, you don't know where they came from. And a lot of times you just like,
what if I'm going to Google it? What if it's a real saying?
I bet it's not. I bet it's, there's no way it is. And we're starting it.
Cause we're stupid.
No, cause we're the smartest people. Again, the idea is so bad that it's good. No way. Nothing came up.
No.
Yeah. I think.
True trash, genre fiction revisited in Margaret Atwood's Stone Mattress.
Nope. It's the same thing as our fucking genius car analogy about fixing your life or whatever on the Patreon.
We are worthless fucking people. I love, yeah, guys, you should really be doubting all your life decisions because you don't do anything. You come up with great ideas. Dead grandma blankets. Whatever that dumb analogy was that was very smart.
It was very smart.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter how smart it was because we're so dumb we don't even remember it. We have all these great ideas and we just let them float away. True is fucking trash.
That is true as trash.
That is the most true as trash.
Yeah, it's again, there's no one's thought of that before. Because no one else.
Because why would you?
Why would you? And no one else probably also thinks it's a good idea to...
To say cat to clit?
Well, that is... Now, that's probably a thing. Let's Google that.
Clit to cat.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, you can switch those away. Either way. Cat to kit.
See, that's the problem. It's going to be a lot of...
I know.
I almost said click to clat.
Click to clack?
No, clat. Clack. Not even clack.
Oh.
Clickety clackety.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Cat to clit.
Yeah. Cataclysmic? There's something there.
What?
I don't know. Cataclysmic? What does that mean? That's a big word and it means something like it's close to catastrophic.
Yes. Oh, here we go. So I typed in cat to clit.
Oh, here we go. It's a video of a woman having sex with a cat.
Wendy?
And it looks like
she... Is that...
This seems to be...
Wendy? There's a lot of beeps in this video.
Yeah, a lot of beeps
in the
video.
There's a lot of mysterious beeps going on.
And there seems to be a fire starting in the corner of the apartment around a bunch of cords.
This is a fun fact.
Okay.
First of all, there's one, but I'm going to click on the link.
This seems like not... Just listeners, especially if you got young kids, if you are...
Oh, if you have young
kids. Even adults at this point. I know we have a lot of like mature adult listeners. Don't click on a link associated with cat to clit.
Leave that for your moms to do. Okay. Your cat has a clitoris and five other things you didn't know about cat genitalia.
Let's do it. This is by the way, Christmas after date tradition.
Okay. Well, first of all, guys, you all know that I'm a huge fan of cat penises.
Yes.
So we already know a lot of this. Namely one thing, which is a male cat has barbs on his penis. Mm-hmm. We already know that. I've made you all look at cat dicks many times.
Yeah.
I encourage you to do it weekly. Yes, cats do have a clitoris. They do not sound like it.
Mm.
When they have sex?
No.
They don't sound like they're enjoying it. Female cats have a Y-shaped uterus.
Okay.
And there's a nice drawing. Reproductive tract anatomy of queen. I'm assuming that's the name of the cat. So this is one specific cat. That is interesting.
Okay.
Male cats have a penis bone.
Penis bone?
Yeah. Most mammals have penis bones.
Sebastian, get out here.
Give me that little barbed penis bone.
Come here. Do you want some turkey?
Oh, here. Cats don't ovulate until they mate. But now here we go.
Okay.
Now this is fun. Cat to clit, true's trash. This is a fun fact.
Okay.
Cats' penises face backwards.
Huh. How does that...
Even when erect, the penis doesn't come much farther forward. Oh, Tomcat's fully erect penis is only about 2 inches long.
Ugh.
Bummer.
Well...
Bummer, queen.
My pussy just dried up, and that's true as trash.
I like my barbed cat dicks. Minimum 3 to 4 inches.
Right. Minimum. Well, especially when it's barbed, because it's pointy, and so you want to have a little, you know, so you have, like, even scrapage. That's why the women are screaming.
Scrapage. The women?
The women cats. The women are screaming.
That's why the human women cats are screaming.
So the women in this neighborhood are screaming. It's a bunch of single women with cats.
Should we go see Cats?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Is it out?
Yeah.
We should do that as a joke.
I kind of want to, but I'm also like, if we're going to spend money to go, I'd rather go see like a fun movie. Not saying that isn't fun, but like we all already know it's bad. Sorry if you're a nerd that likes musical theater. But I think even like those fucking... losers.
Yeah, and thank you for doing that. And that was a real heart out of the side of the mouth, even though it was fucking
it was really. Whew.
Yeah, that movie looks terrible.
It is.
Yeah.
I've said I find it fascinating when a movie that bad comes out that like when the trailer dropped like 6 months ago or whatever, everybody's like, this is insane, this looks terrible. Do you know how hard it is to make a movie? Like how many levels of like bureaucratic nonsense you have to go through, and how no one along that line was like, guys.
Yeah.
This is like, this might make some money, but like, is a joke. Like, this is not going to make back the money we put into it. Nope. The only thing that makes sense is like some fucking executive has one of those loser nerd kids for a kid.
Yeah.
And she's like, I love cats. And he's like, baby, I'm going to make cats.
And this, he did this. This sounds
guys,
like.
Guys, I've had two sips of my drink now. I don't.
Is this a dad or a daddy? Hey, baby doll. You like cats?
I'm going to fucking get you a cat.
You want to do cats?
I'm going to fucking do you a cat.
I'm going to do you a cat.
True is trash.
True is trash.
True is trash. I'm going to fuck you a cat. Yeah. What?
Excuse me? I mean, make you a cat.
What? Excuse also me? No. Let's get over here.
I'm going to turn you into a cat, and I'm going to fuck the shit out of you.
Merry after Christmas.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand.